The head of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, says he expects to publish the report next week into the death of Aoife Johnston at University Hospital Limerick. Yesterday, the family solicitor, Damien Tansey, said they had given the HSE until the end of this week to publish the full report. 16-year-old Aoife from Shannon in County Clare died after a 12-hour wait in the UHL emergency department in December of 2022. We can hear now what Bernard Gloucester had to say to Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent.
So what I want to say is, firstly, again, I'm very conscious every time we talk about this, and I'm very conscious of the media reporting of the last few days. There is a family behind this, a family, you know, coping with just the worst possible outcome. So I do want to, again, recognise that. I have said all of the time, and in fact with your colleagues on RT Radio about 3 weeks ago, I've said all of the time it is my intention to publish the report, it is my intention to publish it in September. The best possible time frame I can give you is that it is within the current two-week period that we're in, most likely early next week. In relation to the commentary around what the content will be or won't be, it has been, and always is, and remains my intention to not in any way interfere with the substance of the report, to publish the full substance of the report. But people will be aware, and people will understand, that I am duty-bound by law to have regard to the rights also of other people in terms of their personal detail and information. But I can assure you that in no way will take from the integrity of the excellent report that Mr. Justice Clark has provided me with, and which I'll comment on in a lot more detail when I do publish it.
Bernard Gloucester speaking this morning to our correspondent Fergal Bowers, who joins us now. Fergal, you were telling us yesterday that Aoife Johnston's family are disappointed by this report because it doesn't address all of their concerns. Where does this go from here?
Well, the family have had the report for a number of weeks and they do want it published unredacted. And of course, they are unhappy that it doesn't make findings of fact. And they say the in the report, the former Chief Justice Frank Clark says effectively he was prevented from making such findings. So they want the full report published so that people can read that commentary and know the full extent of what was possible and what was not possible in terms of the investigation. So now it looks like we're going to see this report published in some form early next week. And then we'll have to wait and see, I suppose, what the family response to it will be. Much will depend on the extent of the report that's published.
There's another UHL story in the news today, and I know Bernard Gloucester has been speaking about that as well. And that's these findings from an internal audit report on UHL, which looked specifically at the awarding of contracts to cut waiting lists.
Yes, in relation to University Hospital Limerick, this is an internal HSE report commissioned by Bernard Gloucester, and they've published themselves today that there wasn't an open competitive procurement process in relation to the outsourcing of a contract to, of contracts to cut waiting lists in 2022 and 2023. So, you know, of over 20 million spend on this area, about 2 million euro went to three private companies which had links to staff at University Hospital Limerick. It is important to say the audit found there was no evidence the staff members were involved in awarding these contracts. This is what Bernard Gloucester had to say about it to me this morning.
Well, look, I'm sure lots of people will put different interpretations on that. That's an audit of three hospitals that I asked for shortly after taking up this post, because we do have to focus on and look at how it is we're achieving waiting list reductions and how we best use public money to do that. In the case of the report today, of course, it points to very significant procurement challenges. We're constantly addressing those and will address those. But the first and foremost focus is on transparency. And what people won't perhaps understand is we ourselves actively publish our internal audit reports quarterly. A whole series of them were published today. And there is already significant attention to the issues arising in the report on Limerick. But to be fair to the people in Limerick, it's not just a learning in the context of Limerick. It's a learning right across how we manage our waiting lists and also how we continue to improve procurement.
Bernard Gloucester, Chief Executive of the HSE, speaking there to our correspondent Fergal Bowers.